You are now listening to The Buzz Podcast, brought to you by The Maker TV. Indulge, incite, inspire.
But yeah, you're mentioning there's not many platforms out there speaking about British news in a relaxed tone.
Yeah, definitely.
So, what are the most recent news articles that have caught your attention over the past, I'd say, 2 weeks?
Ooh.
That you really wanted to talk about?
Yeah, let's talk about
Carnival.
Carnival.
Carnival. I'm actually going to report it today.
I am done with these best dresses. No, I'm joking.
Definitely acid attack. I mean, I knew it was a thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that much of a thing. Like, acid attack has literally became the new knife crap. Like,
yeah.
In the space of like, what, 6 months, all we hear now is acid attack in the club. Acid attack. Now Carnival. Like, imagine you're going there with your parents and yada, yada, yada. You know, yeah. Like, dashing acid.
That, again, like, I was literally just taken back to find out that acid is so easy to get.
Yeah, we have a conversation.
What acid are these guys buying? Like battery acid? Like what?
Acid that you can just literally pick up in a store, give money to the store system, and leave with. So that easy.
Why is there age? It's not age restricted.
And there's age restriction for what is it?
Risners.
Yeah,
Risners is 18.
Wait, but when they use it, I was tracing paper, like.
But acid that could like put people on literally like disability money is not a restriction, and that is kind of that's making me think about a lot in this world.
Well, it's probably because we have legalized guns here. Like in America, they'll be like, "Well, acid, we got guns though."
Yeah, so it's like, cause we're not allowed to have guns here, it's like people have become more creative.
Yeah.
But like the thing is that acid has never been like legal for me to touch. Like I remember secondary school, it was like a glass cabinet on a lock and key.
Yeah.
Locking it for too long.
You know what's funny? On the board it says just keep away from young children.
And now I'm using it.
I remember when I was like 14 years old, I tried because I wanted to paint my bike gold. I went to Wilkinson's, right? I got the gold spray paint, and then I went to the till, and they were like, "Oh yeah, you have to be, what was it? I forgot what age, whether it was 18 or 21 to buy that." I was like, "Since when?"
That's bad.
Like, spray paint of all things, like, and acid, you're out here like, "Yeah man, we've got a special promotion." You know what I mean?
That's mad.
Two bottles for a pound.
Sorry?
Two bottles for a pound,
bro. You probably get like 20 litres, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It's so cash.
That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous.
I can tell my little sister like 10 years ago, and get them to ask a question. They're rolling there and come back. It's not age restriction. Anyone can get asked. Only in London.
Only
in England, man. That's what shit happened. That acid. I don't even know what they even write on a bottle. Keep away from children. When the children can buy anyway. What's the point?
That's so true. That's so true.
Why are you telling me to keep it away from them, but I can send them to get it? Like. Yeah, I still get ID for one of my drinks anyway. So.
You know what I mean?
That's my feeling, no tea. You know, I'll be buying a can of beer, right? Nothing too extravagant.
Oh, you still get ID?
You sign up and I get ID.
Yeah.
But a little 15-year-old will roll up with acid behind me and then get... Nah, it's ridiculous.
That makes no sense. No sense.
So you guys still get ID? I don't think I've ever been ID'd.
You know what?
It's not about how old you look.
Huh?
Very rare. Like, ID'd.
Do you know what? In like Tesco's, always get ID'd. Like in the corner shop, I can get away with it. But like, when I go to Tesco, I never see an ID, I'm just like, for real.
I think it's a compliment. Like, if I look under 25 with a beard on, then I must be doing this. I'm looking real good.
Yeah. It's only when I shave that I get ID'd.
No, I feel like all this beard, people are like, normally I'm like, just over 26. I'm like, cool. I'm 23, but cool. But only the other day, I was like, I need an ID, and I was like, so yeah, actually, under 25, I'm good. Thank you. You should ID me, because if you look under 25, you should get ID.
Yeah.
So when people are like, when girls are like, oh yeah, I'm 22, I'm still ID me, it's like, yeah.
What do you expect?
It's in a red fan behind the cashier's head. If you look under 25, you must be ID.
That's
what you're upset about.
Who, me?
Yeah, like, this isn't right.
I can't come back to it though.
It's all about the acid, bro.
Right?
Next time I don't have my ID, that's what I'm gonna say. You need to tell me, can you go back?
So, what, you finish your age restricted?
Well, of course, there's age restricted acid.
Yeah, but of course.
Why not? Because we'll get it from your mum's kitchen. Okay, bathroom.
Still, I follow you. If I can't buy knives and tobacco and alcohol, and Rizzlers and all those other things until I'm 18. Why am I not to buy acid? Like, look at all those things.
And then with what you said, I could get a knife from mum's kitchen, I could get beer from mum's kitchen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but because like, your mum was already bought it. Like, yeah, not.
It's different, isn't it? It's different.
Yeah.
This is crazy acid, though. Yeah. Damn, come on, looking like MJ.
I didn't pay for that.
Like, who tried to? Who came up with that idea, man?
I don't know.
I'll give you A star for effort, but
I know, like,
honestly, A star for like just being like watchful and like observant, like, wow, I can buy this.
I guess the only upside is less killing.
Yeah. Okay.
At least in
a very dark silver lining, but
yeah.
I mean, that is the only upside. Would, like. Less knife crime.
It's so dark.
Yes.
Especially at carnival.
Yeah.
Like, what else is carnival? You know, everyone just goes there to have a good time.
But at carnival, was it just a scare or?
Yeah, it wasn't actually as though. It was just someone throwing water at a dancer
because she refused to wine.
But I don't know, but I feel like that's the reason. I'm actually gonna go full water on that. You look hot. Drench you in water.
That's what we do as well, you know.
This is gonna cool you off, day one.
Another funny as well, when a guy moves to a chick, yeah, she says no, oh, but you're ugly anyway.
Look at you, bro, what are you talking about?
Why are you moving to her in the first place?
Exactly, like, it doesn't make any sense. No. Why are you moving to me then?
Oh, yeah. I don't really get that at all, man. I don't get how girls get away with that, how boys think they can do that.
I got slapped anyway, man. Okay, so then.
It must be annoying living as a girl, man.
It must be.
Yeah. That?
It must be. I mean, like, we really need to go here with the more of these topics that we just have a girl here to talk about. But
we always end up
in a female, that's not good at that. No females.
But like, it is pretty hard to play, like, I feel like it is unfair, and they've been treating like for quite some time.
Yeah, and they go through so.
And they have like a lot of unspoken responsibilities that they kind of feel obligated to fulfill.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. And it's like, it's kind of, if I had like half of those responsibilities, okay, men do too, but I feel like it's different.
Well, females, periods every month, carrying the baby.
Usually they're expected
to take care of the baby,
you know what I mean?
So they kind of lose, like, 6 years of their life between 4 to 6 with a kid being born. They do a lot. They do a lot. And we as men just it's unfortunate.
It's true, though.
It's unfortunate in the way I say it, but it's just fact that we men literally all we see is, oh, you got back. Okay, now you're acceptable in my life. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's true.
I mean, the whole thing, like the history of kind of like going to marry a woman.
Yeah.
It's like, you have to go to her father, which, oh my, you know, it's like, could you buy her? We have to ask your father for her.
Yeah.
It had no kind of like option around her, and it wasn't even her decision.
Yeah.
I like the door, but how much? She go, yeah, and it was that was it. Yeah. The door was gone, and it was like, raw.
Yeah.
She became your property, but that's why she took on your name, and it was like the whole kind of history of like women's kind of position within the world.
But women has always been like down looked upon.
Yeah. They've always kind of been an object.
As rude as that,
people like trying, what was it like?
Man, just stop for the show, cut.
He's like the, you know, you're watching the show, but the guy behind the camera.
DJ Vlad,
sliding in the random comments like,
DJ Vlad is gyro. Like, I hear from the hood, right? Tell me about banging. Oh, yeah.
That soldier boy BS, man. I see a man coming through the ramp. Look at him. Oh, you know him?
Yeah.
I mean, he was there with the gun. He's like, bah.
Why do you know him so well?
I was watching an interview and thinking, this guy, I'm a drunk. Yeah. Oh, he loves me. The guy was literally explaining what you're doing these days.
Oh, I mean, no idea, man.
It was Chris Brown, it was Quavo, it was... This guy's going after everyone, man.
Damn.
It wasn't in jail, but I think it was on probation or something.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
He had a Draco on camera claiming he was going to shoot Quavo.
What do you expect, like?
Put Draco! Americans are weird, man. They literally shout out their crimes on social
media. I know!
Very, very, publicized.
Yeah.
You can type in what someone's doing right now, you know. It's always very like, it's what I'm doing, it's what I'm eating, it's what I'm wearing, it's the dance move I've learned today, it's my new word for today. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
But you know what? People also want to live up to, I don't know, persona that they wish they lived. I feel like everyone on social media lie. I mean, I don't say I lie, but I definitely look hotter on social media. People think, I don't know what people assume, but people assume like,
I don't have a job.
I make money. I'm not 9 to 5.
I got money. That's how they assume my life. Like, I'm always going places. But I'm not really at work.
Like, I'm a big girl. They'll be like, oh, so you're this big time like producer, man.
Hello.
I'm just like, does it say that on social media? Like, for real? I mean, I might post. You don't mean I'm not in sales moves tomorrow morning.
Screaming. You know what I mean? You know, my mom still sent me £2 to buy acid, you know?
Because her aunt's going back money to the back.
Well, no, seriously, man.
That's not very serious, and you know, you shouldn't do them. We're talking about it.
Oh, yeah, facts.
Don't condone it in anything, way. Please, kids, don't buy acid. Even though you have the right to, please don't.
They really need to age restrict that.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Kids, don't buy acid. Don't do acid.
Did you hear about the girl that got acid attacked in bloody school?
No. In school?
School.
The thing is, I don't really keep up with UK news as much, but yeah, please tell me.
UK news is boring.
Chat and chill, catch us every Monday at 8:30 on YouTube.
Oh, well, that's the good news. We're boring.
I get you some promotion, you know?
All because she went out with her ex.
What?
So who threw the acid at her then?
The girl threw the acid at another girl for dating her ex-boyfriend.
Oh! The fuck, wait. Which ex-boyfriend? So the girl's original
Stephanie was dating Lucas.
Yeah.
Lucas broke up with Stephanie.
Yeah.
And Christy is now dating Lucas.
Oh,
I know. So Stephanie was like,
hell no, you ain't had a moment.
Oh. Deep your voice was.
Oh, crap. But yeah, so then she pulled up with acid and
raw
clinged it.
I think she just threw acid at a girl for just going back with the girl she already, the guy she already broke up with. I'm like, right, that's just like getting stupid. But
you know, she done it as well. It's a real Tracy Beaker plot. Put it on top of the door.
No.
Like, she was on what's that show called? Not Loose Woman, something show. And she just came on there, talked about it, and just like, and the girl was in prison for 2.5 years.
Good.
15.
Good.
Thinking, bloody hell.
Happy fun pranks like that.
I think she got the acid from school.
What?
No. Yeah, I don't think she bought it.
That's mad.
She stole it from school. Run up in the kitchen. Stole some acid.
I don't think they have acid. I really hope they don't have acid.
I'm sorry, bathroom.
The kids.
Yeah, man, just start seasoning the chicken. Like, not get acid.
Or the store.
Sodium hydroxide. It's a really good off the purpose.
I don't want to know. How do you even come into contact with acid in school though?
They have it like the
science block.
Yeah, the technician's lab.
They call it that HCL, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She really studied in school, didn't she? Whipped it all up.
Potions and pills. Yeah, like Harry Potter potions. Real benefit.
That's
lit.
So I'm like, Peter, that's a form of attack now.
Yeah.
In school, I couldn't, you know, when I heard that, I was like, wait, hold on. This is facts.
Hold on, my children.
Imagine, like,
you're sending your child to school and then coming back with an acid attack.
And it wasn't even cheating, it was literally, she was jealous of her day and her ex. Bloody hell, what's gonna happen when she actually cheating? That dude would have, hey,
no wonder why the flipping ex broke up with her. She's the flipping capable of throwing acid at someone.
The thing is, like, what? Okay, now you've done the acid attack, what are you hoping to achieve from that?
Get my hand back, y'all.
What's the achievement?
You ruined their face forever. If it hits your face. I mean, she got it on her legs.
Okay.
And she didn't get it on her face, and she bust case.
Thank God.
But you'll always have that weird, like, mark. She can't wear
shoes. But I can look past that. And I'm pretty sure them her and the man are together. So,
I...
The thing like this tend to bring people close
together. I would hope so.
I mean, hopefully the man is like... Mm, like
yeah, but it's school. It's
I'm really waiting to your legs. Because they're not looking
at how
they used to.
I'm
scared.
They're young. They're young.
Yeah.
I really hope that this girl's in prison and her ex is still the girl and they're even stronger than this. That's how I hope Carmen.
2.5 years though, is that it? That's the time.
That's GCC time as well, like.
Yeah.
It's gonna come out what in year 9 again, like what?
She'll still be.
How did that? Did they do GCC? No, but they haven't gone to jail.
She's 15.
So she goes to like a
year 10, isn't it?
But it's like juvenile, doesn't she? Juvenile.
Yeah, they're like do we have a juvenile?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, young offenders.
But they get to study.
Yeah, but how is the education in a young offender school?
I don't know, they still take GCSEs.
Yeah, but who teaches those GCSEs?
Ex-offenders. No, but it's fact. Most of these prison places are all, like, all
run by the criminals.
Yeah, run by ex-offenders. Like,
you mean to tell me ex-offenders are teaching children?
Yeah, but it's fine. Like, there'll be a guy that'll be there using a prison. They'll come in, try to motivate all these kids to stop being like that. Look at me, I changed. But it's like, yeah, you're just teaching us though.
After about a prison, the furthest you can go is becoming teaching people who are in prison.
That's facts.
That's mad.
Well, if you want to be a teacher, anyways.
Thank you for listening to that episode. If you enjoyed, please leave a rating on whatever platform you're using, whether it's SoundCloud, iTunes, or whatever other platform you're listening to this on. If you'd like the video versions of these episodes, be sure to check them out on our YouTube channel, The Maker TV, all one word. If you'd like to carry on this discussion on social media, use the hashtag TheBuzz, that is hashtag THEBUZZ, or for you Americans, double Z. It's been a pleasure bringing you this episode. Catch you on the next one.
Because if you look like I'm 25, you should get ID.
Yeah.
So when people are like, when girls are like, oh yeah, I'm 22, I'm still ID me, it's like, yeah.
It's
in a red fan usually behind the cashier's head. If you look under 25, you must be ID.
Yeah.
That's what you're upset about.
Who, me?
Yeah, like,
this isn't right. I can't come back to it though.
It's all about the acid, bro.
Next time I don't have my ID, that's what I'm gonna say. You need to tell me, you know what?
So what, do you think that shit age restricted?
What? Of course there's age restricted acid.
Yeah, of but, course.
But that's about. Because you'll get it from your mum's kitchen. Okay, bathroom.
Still, I still follow you. If I can't buy knives and tobacco and alcohol and Rizzlers and all those other things until I'm 18, why am I not to buy acid? Like, look at all those things.
And then with what you said, I could get a knife from mum's kitchen, I could get beer from mum's kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you. Yeah, but because like, your mum was already watered. Like, yeah,
no, it's different, isn't it? It's different.
Yeah.
This is crazy acid, though. Yeah. Damn, come on, looking like MJ.
I didn't pay for that.
Like, Who came up with that idea, man?
I don't know.
I'll give you A star for effort, but
I know, like,
honestly, A star for like just being like watchful and like observant, like, wow, I can buy this.
I guess the only upside is less killing.
Yeah. Okay.
At least
very dark silver lining, but
yeah.
I mean, that is the only upside. Like. Less knife crime.
It's so dark.
Oh, yes.
Especially a carnival.
Yeah.
Like, what else is carnival? You know, everyone just goes there to have a good time.
But carnival wasn't just a scare.
Yeah, it wasn't actually a scare. It was just someone throwing water at a dancer
because she refused to wine.
I don't know, but I feel like that's the reason. I'm actually gonna go full water on that. You look hot. Drench you in water.
That's what we do as well, you know.
It was just gonna cool you off, there you
are. You know the funny as well, when a guy moves to a chick, yeah, she says no, oh, but you're ugly anyway.
Look at you, bro, what are you talking about? That's what I'm
saying about you. Why are you moving to her in the first place?
Exactly, that doesn't make any sense. No, right, you move to me then.
Oh, yeah. I don't really get that at all, man. I don't get how girls get away, how boys think they can do that. Oh, nah, yeah.
I was clapped anyway, man. Okay, so then.
Why are you here?
Explain.
It must be annoying living as a girl, man.
It must be. It must be. I mean, like, we really need to go here with the more of the topics that we should ever go here to talk about. But
we always end up in a female.
But like, it's I don't know, should we go with this? No, but no, it is pretty hard. Like, I feel like it is unfair, and they've been treating like quite some time.
Yeah, and they go through so.
And they have like a lot of unspoken responsibilities that they kind of feel obligated to fulfill.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And it's like, it's kind of, if I had like half of those responsibilities, okay, men do too, but I feel like it's different.
Yeah.
Different
for them. Well, females, periods every month,
you know,
carrying the baby.
Like,
usually they're expected to take care of the baby,
you know what I mean?
So they kind of lose, like, what, 6 years of their life between 4 to 6 with a kid being born.
Yeah.
Like, They do a lot.
They do a lot.
They do a lot. And we as men just like, it's unfortunate.
It's true, though.
It's unfortunate in the way I say it, but it's just fact that we men literally all we see is, oh, you got back. Okay, now you're acceptable in my life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
I mean, the whole thing would be like, the history of kind of like going to marry a woman.
Yeah.
It's like you have to go to her father, which you know, it's like, could you buy her? We have to ask your father for her.
Yeah.
It had no kind of like option around her, and it wasn't even her decision.
Yeah.
I like the door, I was, but how much? She go, yeah, and it was that was it. Yeah. The door was gone. And it was like, raw.
Yeah.
She became your property, but that's why she took on your name, and it was like the whole kind of history of like women's kind of position within the world.
But women has always been like down looked upon.
Yeah. They've always kind of been an object.
As really said,
people are like trying to
Man, just stop with the show, cut.
He's like you know, you watching the show, you've got a guy behind a camera.
Yeah, DJ Vlad, yeah.
They get the random comments like, yeah. DJ Vlad is gyro. I hear you from the hood, right? Yeah, tell me about the banging. Oh, yeah. That soldier boy BS, man. I see a man coming through the ramp. I look at him. Oh, you know him?
Yeah.
I mean, he was there with the guy. He's like, pow.
Why do you know him so well?
Why do you know him so well?
I was watching the interview and thinking, this guy, I'm a drug kid. Or he loves me. The guy was literally explaining what you're up these days.
Oh, I mean, no idea, man.
I was having a fight.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was Chris.
Chris Brown, it was Quavo, it was. This guy's going after everyone, man.
Damn.
It wasn't in jail, but I think it was on probation or something.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
He had a Draco on camera claiming he was gonna shoot Quavo.
What do you expect, like?
Put Draco! You know what? Americans are weird, man. They literally shout out their crimes on social media.
I know!
Very, very, like, publicized.
Yeah.
You can type in what someone's doing right now, you know. It's always very, like, it's what I'm doing, it's what I'm eating, it's what I'm wearing, it's the dance move I've learned today, how many words for today. Great.
Yeah.
But you know what? People also want to live up to, I don't know, persona that they wish they lived. I feel like everyone on social media lie. I mean, I don't say I lie, but I definitely look hotter on social media. I don't know what people assume, but
I don't have a job.
I make bad money. I'm not 9 to 5.
Like, I don't got money. That's how they assume. Like, I'm always going places.
I'm really at work.
So you're this big time like producer, man.
Hello.
I'm just like, doesn't say that on social media. Like, for real. I mean, I might post. You don't mean that I'm not in Sainsbury's tomorrow morning.
Screaming.
You know what I mean?
You know, my mum still sent me £2 to buy acid, you know?
That's a hard one for that money to the back.
Well, no, seriously, man. That's not very serious, and you know, you shouldn't do them. We're talking about it.
Oh, yeah, facts.
Don't condone it in any single way. Please, kids, don't buy acid. You know, you have the right to, please don't.
They really need to age restrict that.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Kids, don't buy acid. Don't do acid. Did you hear about the girl that got acid attacked in bloody school?
No. In school?
The thing is,
I don't really keep up with UK news as much, but yeah, please tell me.
UK news is boring.
Chat and chill, catch us every Monday at 8:30 on YouTube.
Oh, well, that's the good news. Really boring.
I get you some promotion, you know?
All because she went out with her ex.
What?
So who threw the acid at her then?
The girl threw the acid at another girl for dating her ex-boyfriend.
Oh! The fuck, wait. Which ex-boyfriend? So the girl's original work, wait.
So Stephanie was dating Lucas.
Yeah.
Lucas broke up with Stephanie.
Yeah.
And Christy is now dating Lucas.
Oh,
I know. So Stephanie was like,
hell no, you ain't had a moment.
Oh. Pulled out like,
was very high.
With the tape around
how deep your voice was.
Oh crap. But yeah, so then she pulled up with acid and clinged it.
I think she just threw acid at a girl for just going back with the girl she already broke up with. I'm like, right, that's just like getting stupid.
But you know, she done it as well. It's a real Tracy Beaker plot. Put it on top of the door.
No!
Like, she was on, what's that show called? Not Loose Woman, something show. And she just came on there and talked about it. And the girl was in prison for 2.5 years.
Good.
15.
Good.
Thinking, bloody hell.
Can't be from pranks like that.
I think she got acid from school.
What?
No. Yeah, I don't think she bought it.
That's mad.
She stole it from school. Run up in the kitchen. stones and acid.
I don't think they have acid. I really hope they don't have acid.
I'm sorry, bathroom.
The kids.
Yeah, man, just start seasoning the chicken. Don't
get acid. Or the store.
I'm sodium hydroxide. Just to really get off the fence.
The content of acid in school though.
They have it like the
science.
Yeah, the science block.
Yeah, the technicians lab.
They call it that HCL, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She really studied in school, didn't she? Whipped it all up.
Potions and pills. Yeah, Harry Potter potions. Real man, that's
lipstick. So I'm like, it's pee, that's a form of attack now.
Yeah.
In school, I couldn't, you know, when I heard that, I was like, hold on. This is fat.
Hold on,
imagine. Imagine like
sending your child to school and then coming back with an acid attack.
And it wasn't even cheating, it was literally she was jealous of her dating her ex. Bloody hell, what's gonna happen when she actually cheating? That dude would have. Hey,
no wonder why the flipping ex broke up with her. She's the flipping capable of throwing acid at someone.
The thing is, like, what? Okay, now you've done acid attack, what are you hoping to achieve from that?
Get my hand back, y'all.
Like, what are you ruining? What's the achievement?
You ruined their face forever. If it hits your face. I mean, she got it on her legs.
Okay.
And she didn't get it on her face, so she bust case.
Thank God.
But you'll always have that weird, like, mark. She can't wear
shoes. But I can look past that. And I'm pretty sure them her and the man are still together. So.
I
think like this tend to bring people close
together. I would hope so.
I mean, hopefully the man is like. Mm,
yeah, but it's school. It's.
I'm really waiting to your legs. Because they're not looking how they used to.
I'm
still like, they're
young. They're young.
Yeah.
I really hope that this girl's in prison and her ex is still the girl and they're even stronger than this. That's how I hope calm.
2.5 years though, is that it? That's the time.
That's GCSE time as well. Like, yeah. It's gonna come out what in year 9 again? Like what?
She'll still.
How does that? Did they GCSE? No, but they haven't gone to jail.
She's 15.
So yeah, so she goes to like
year 10, isn't it?
But it's they like have juvenile, a doesn't she? Juvenile.
Yeah, they have like a, yeah. Do we have a juvenile?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. It's yeah, young offenders. Young offenders.
That's
important. Yeah. But she gets. They get to study.
Yeah, but how is the education in a young offender school?
I don't know. They still take GCSE.
Yeah, but. Who teaches those GCSEs?
Ex-offenders. No, but it's fact. Most of these prison places are all like all
run by ex-offenders.
Yeah, run by ex-offenders. Like,
you mean to tell me ex-offenders are teaching children?
Woo! Yeah, but it's fact. Like, there'll be a guy that'll be there years ago in prison. They'll come in, try to motivate all these kids to stop being like that. Look at me, I changed. But it's like, yeah, you're just teaching us to.
After out of prison, the furthest you can go is becoming teaching people who are in prison.
That's fast.
That's mad.
Wow. Well, if you want to be a teacher, anyways.
Thank you for listening to that episode. If you enjoyed, please leave a rating on whatever platform you are using, whether it's SoundCloud, iTunes, or whatever other platform you are listening to this on. If you'd like the video versions of these episodes, be sure to check them out on our YouTube channel, The Maker TV, all one word. If you'd like to carry on this discussion on social media, use the hashtag TheBuzz, that is hashtag THEBUZZ, or for you Americans, double Z. It's been a pleasure bringing you this episode. Catch you on the next one.